And turn in your New King James Bibles to Psalm 127. Okay, Psalm 127, and we'll read responsively as we usually do.
Psalm 127 from the New King James, a song of ascent of Solomon. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but shall speak with their enemies in the gate. As we continue on through our Psalms of Ascents, we come to this Psalm 127, a song of ascents from Solomon. And as many of the songs of ascents, this is one of the more familiar of the book of Psalms. Nice, short, pithy psalms that go directly to the point and deal with the subject nice and cleanly. There's not a lot of struggling to understand what most of them mean. There's not a lot of question about it. There's some deeper meanings, as we saw last week, where there's a long-term meaning to it that sometimes doesn't immediately come to mind when you read it. Here in Psalm 127, it's a psalm of, again, worship to God, a psalm of reliance on God, and that's the overwhelming theme throughout the Songs of Ascents. Looking to God in worship and reliance on Jehovah, the God of the covenant. This one looks at the point that without the Lord working on our side, nothing gets accomplished. Starting out again, unless Jehovah or Yahweh, and that's the covenant name of God there that we see, builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he gives his beloved sleep. Now I want to look at a couple things here, and I'm going to do this a little weird. I'm going to start in verse 2 and go back to verse 1 because I want to make a point. I've heard verse 2 here quoted a few times for the concept that infects, is that the word? Yeah, that's a good enough word. Infects the modern church. The misunderstanding that's called let go and let God. The fact that, you know, you don't have to work, God will take care of it. The idea that you see in the prosperity gospel, that if you have enough faith, God will give you stuff and you don't need to do your part. That if you are struggling or if you're weak, well, it's because you lack faith. It's you don't pray enough or whatever. And this verse is used for that. It's vain for you to rise up early or to sit up late. You know, you guys, you're working too hard. There's no point in working hard. To eat the bread of sorrows, for he gives his beloved sleep. So rest and be calm and let God take care of it and give you everything. Let's go back and look at the first verse again. And a little more with that in mind, let's look at the first verse. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain. Who builds it? Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. If the idea that we didn't have to work, that we weren't the means that God uses to get things done, it would say, since the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who try to build it. And that's not what it says. It says, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Their building, the men's work, is not seen to be vain unless God isn't helping. But there's nothing in that that implies they shouldn't be trying to do the work in the first place. The second part of this verse, same thing. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It doesn't say the watchman shouldn't be out there at all. It says the watchman needs the Lord watching with him for his work to have any worth. Moving on the second half of the psalm, and there's a distinct feel between the first half and the second half. The first looks at the house or the city, and now we look at families. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, and that means an inheritance. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but shall speak with their enemies in the gate. This is another section that I've seen misapplied to the hurt of some people in the church. It is a blessing from God to have children, yes. But like every blessing that God offers some of his children, he doesn't necessarily give it to all of them. And it's not the fault of someone that God has made or put in the place where they don't have children. It is certainly a blessing to have children. But I know many godly people who can't, who don't have physical children of their own blood. This does not mean they're not blessed. It doesn't mean, looking back what I mentioned earlier, that they don't have enough faith. That's just not the blessing that God has chosen to give them. It's not the place where they've been put. But children are a heritage from the Lord. And as a church, we all take some responsibility, some joy, and some blessing from each other's children as well. Like arrows in the hands of the warrior, so are the children of one's youth. I like this. Happy is a man who has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but shall speak with their enemies in the gate. The thought there is with children, especially godly young men, but children in general. As we get older, and as they go in our footsteps following the Lord, then we have those who support us, defend us, and are there in our old age to help us out when we start to get weak. Now, looking at this whole psalm together, we see that without the Lord, building the house is worthless. It's not going to work. Guarding the city is pointless. Unless the Lord guards it with us, then there is no guard for it. To work hard and to struggle without the Lord working for us is no good. Children are a heritage, and we should look to God for them and for the blessing of them as well. And we should raise them up to be godly children, so that as things go on, as time progresses, we have those to back us up, to support us, and to carry on the heritage. Now, there's more to the psalm than is on the face of it. Again, when we look at it in context between Psalm 126 and 128, and psalms on each side of it, we have to understand it's not just the family of Larry Bump that's being looked at, and not just some structure on County Road 111 East that's being worried about here. But in the context of all these psalms, looking to the people of God, the nation of Jehovah, this house of Israel that's being built up, that's being guarded, where people are struggling, working to feed it, to take care of it. And unless it's Jehovah that builds this house of God, and that's the church people, for those of you who haven't seen where I'm going with this, unless it's God who builds up the church, then it may be built up in numbers, but it won't be built up in anything of value. And we can see that as we look around us at some of the congregations who've given up being careful for their first love and turning away from being faithful to God and looking for numbers and approval in the world. They can grow in numbers, but they're of no use. And they're like salt that's lost its flavor. That part of the city that Jehovah stopped guarding because they've lost their faith, you see those churches crumble and turn away from being of any use at all. They stop rising up early, sitting up late, working hard, and so they lose the gift of sleep, of rest from God. And the last three verses again, those who don't care for their children, the churches that don't look to the growing up, the nurture and admonition of the Lord for their young ones, you see that they don't have the youth then, watching out for them at the gate, taking care of them, building them up and supporting them. And so those churches as well can lose their heritage, can fade away, or in the language of the book of Revelations, have their lampstand removed. The thing to take away from this is that the Lord is the one who watches out for His children. But His children still are expected to do their jobs, to do their work in faith and resting upon the Lord and then looking for the reward that He's promised. So as we sing this, let's sing it as a prayer to God to be there for us and to give us the strength and the will to be there for Him as well and to do the work that He's commanded. So as we sing this, we'll sing Psalm 127a.